Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio in studio today with my co-host, Minister Harold Copeland. And we are back together and enjoying the ingredients of agape love. And I pray that you have found this teaching series an enjoyment for you, as it has been for him and I. And it's a special teaching series, because this type of love can only come from the Father, God himself, and how he disseminates it down from him and through us. So I hope you have experienced a special kind of love that we just have to act it out or carry it out and give it toward others. We know that the Bible says that we are to love God first and foremost, him and him alone, and then we are to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. This is the mission call for the believer in Christ Jesus. So my brothers and my sisters, I pray and I hope that you are doing the very thing, or giving the ingredients of agape love to others. So I'm going to go ahead and have our minister, Harold Copeland, to pick up where we've left off on this wonderful teaching series, The Ingredients of Agape Love. Now we're on part 7, and I tell you, this can go for days on end, but we are just going to take it slow and continue to see the handiwork of God's love teaching series. So, Brother Harold, if you want to just pick up, and we will follow your lead.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Here we go again. As you know, I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith, we are in studio again, and we will be breaking the bread of life, the word of God, through the power of the Spirit of the Lord, releasing the nuggets that God has for us today. You know, we always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio broadcast. We want you to know we love you. But most importantly, God loves you. And God loves you unconditionally, and there is just nothing you can do to stop him. And we always like to let you know that it's an honor and a privilege to be able to fellowship with you, to break bread with you, to break bread together concerning the things of our Lord and our God. As was said earlier, we are continuing that series on the ingredients, the agape love. And yes, today we're just going to let God love on us, because that's his will. His will to love on us. And I need you to catch this with your heart, not your head, because your head will never be able to understand it. God will to love on us just as we are. Amen. So there is no but I. No, we come just as we are, and we yield ourselves unto God, and he will begin to love on us. Amen. His love will begin to cover the multitudes of sins, wash us clean, because he loves us just like we are, but he loves us too much to keep us the same. So today is a love feast, and we're going to partake of that feast and allow God to love on us, because he's preparing us for something great, that he may send us out to love on others just like he loved on us. And that love that changes us into his will for our lives will also change the others that we love on into the will of God for our lives. So we love God back. You know, God loves on us, but we love him back by him working through us to go find somebody unlovable like we were. And then he began to use us to love on them just like he loved on us. So we're going to go ahead and dive right on to the teaching. And we're going to start out by reading our lunch pad scripture. Comes out of the book of John, chapter number 16. Very familiar passage of scripture.
John 3:16 reads this way. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen. Everlasting life. And that life is wrapped, packaged in the love of God. This is a life of love beyond, as Minister Smith said earlier, beyond our understanding, beyond our imagination. Hallelujah. And God gives us a commandment to lean not to your own understanding. Amen. In all of your ways, just acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. That's Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. And that's trusting and love. You know, that's so beautiful, because Paul likened unto this life that we live as a warfare. In the book of Ephesians, he said, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So we're in a warfare. And when we break down that word warfare, Paul was likening it unto like hand-to-hand combat. You know, every day is like a hand-to-hand combat. But we're not to worry, because the word of God said, be anxious for nothing, even in the battle. Because the battle is not ours. The battle is the Lord. All we have to do is where I want to go here. Proverbs 3 said, trust. Amen. Amen. We open our hearts and open our minds and open our souls, and we connect to love. Amen. See, love don't love us from the outside. Love loves us from the inside out. It's an intimacy. Our hearts get intimate with the loving heart of God. Oh, that's so awesome. Our heart get intimate with the loving heart of God. There's a connection, a heart-to-heart connection. Hallelujah. Amen. And we intimately begin to connect to his loving heart. Amen. And through that, a relationship is developed. Hallelujah. Amen. See, walking with God is not a religion. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a relationship. Christianity is an inside relationship. Our hearts having a relationship, having an intimate relationship with the loving heart of God. That's Christianity. Hallelujah. And it's not that we earned it or could earn it or was worthy of it or could ever make ourselves worthy of it. It's because it's the will of God to love on our hearts because God is love. Amen. It's an intimacy. And that's where we're going today. We want to just step into the intimacy with the loving heart of God. Amen. You know, we are in the world, but we're not of the world. But there are circumstances and situations that will take our focus off of the love of God, and we focus on circumstances and situations. And in our minds, we seemingly disconnect from the loving heart of God, because now we're focused on something else. I had a pastor that used to tell us that whatever you focus on becomes your immediate reality. So if we're not focusing on the loving heart of God and we find ourselves focusing on a circumstance and situation, the loving heart of God is no longer our immediate reality. Whatever we're focusing on, that thing or that situation or that circumstance or that person or that wrong somebody done to us, that becomes our immediate reality. And that began to dominate our hearts and our minds and our soul. But as we today, amen, through Mission from the Heart Radio broadcast, focusing on the ingredients of the agape, whatever had our attention, amen, we repent. And, you know, repent is not a bad word. I was in the military, and I'm sure some of you all was in the military, but repent is just doing an about face. So whatever that thing that stole our attention, we just do about face, turn away from it, and we turn to. That's repent, turn away and turn to. Amen. We just can't turn away. We have to turn to, and we turn back to the loving heart of God. And we turn with all of our hearts and all of our minds and all of our souls. And we position ourselves that God can pour in his agape. Hallelujah. That he can pour his agape. He can do what he do best. And that's everything. But he can do what he will to do, the greatest of his will for us. And that's to love on us. Somebody may be saying that God can't love on me because I'm just so horrible. I'm here to tell you that God do love you. And he love you just like you are. And if you can't receive that, what I want you to do is just agree with me that God, and just let's just rejoice that God loves two horrible people like you and me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We shut the mouth of the devil. Hallelujah. Amen. And we stop his lies and his vows and his tricks. And we rejoice in the love of God. Why? Because God loves somebody horrible like me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he's pouring that love out. As you can tell, today I'm just excited about the love of God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm falling in love with him again. Amen. And I know you are too. Falling in love with him because he loved me so dearly. And you too. Amen. All right. We are going to go to the love chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And we just want to break the love chapter down. There are five segments in the love chapter, and each segment has a nugget that we have to pull on to enter into the realities of the agape. So we're going to go to, we are going to go to 1 Corinthians 13, and we are going to read verses 1 and 2.
1 Corinthians 13, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clinging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing.
Amen. And that's the first segment of the love chapter. And what is mentioned in those two verses, a gift. And sadly enough, Christians get saved, receive the miracle of salvation, but then they let the gifts of the Spirit entice them, and they begin to focus on the gifts because they believe that if I can get, quote unquote, the great gift, then I'll be great. And notice that mindset of the gift takes our focus off the gift giver, the most important one, the agape himself. And yes, gifts are important, and God has given them to the body to be used in the body of Christ. And the gifts are most definitely empowered by Holy Spirit. But what Paul is saying in verse 1 and verse 2 is you can have the greatest gifts and you can use them under the power of the Spirit. But if you are not operating under the agape love, you're just making a bunch of noise. So in other words, God is not impressed with our gift, us using our gift in the presence of the Spirit, if we're not using or operating that gift in the agape love. So that's what verse 1 and 2 is saying. Spiritual gifts are good, but if they're not operating under the agape love, they are useless. You're just making a bunch of noise. Let's take that to heart. Let's read verse 3, please.
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing.
Yes. This is the second segment. And as you can see, it is focusing on giving. Giving my goods, my possessions, everything that I have. And then it focuses on giving my body. My body to be burned. And the church calls that benevolence. Giving is benevolence. And God is saying again, we can give everything we got, and we can even burn, give our bodies to be burned. But if it's not done in the love of God, it amounts to nothing. To nothing. The love of God has to motivate every one of our actions when we're moving in the kingdom of God. The guilt and the giving is not for us to be seen, but it's for God to be glorified. And the only way that God can be glorified, that we have to operate under those gifts in his love, and we have to do our giving through his love. Other than that, we're nothing, because the love of God is everything. And Minister Smith is going to read verses 4 through 7. And this is going to describe the everything of the love of God, the third sentence.
Verse 4. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
Praise God. That is so beautiful. Beautiful. And I want you to take your pens and write down that I have to meditate. In my study time, I'm going to meditate on verses 4 through 7 and allow the Spirit of God to open up the agape into my heart and into my mind. That's just so beautiful. We taught, and Minister Smith read it, so awesome. I even sense the presence of God on it. And I want you to be able to sense the presence of God on it. And it's just only through meditating and asking the Holy Spirit to reveal this to my heart and reveal it to my mind. And he'll do it. He will do it. Let me come one with this thing. Glory to God. Amen. Because of how important it is. And today we're just going to stress how important it is. And I want you to meditate on that in your study time till you get to the point where nothing anybody else tells you can really excite you if they're not talking about the love of God. That your heart won't be moved by things that people glorify of this world. Because you have seen the greater glory. You have experienced the greater glory. You have become one with the greater glory. You have become one with what makes the world, I mean the earth, I mean God's kingdom go around. What makes God move, what makes God chase after a people, you know, like Brother Copeland, of people that don't even look like a people. But God will run after Brother Copeland and catch up with him and just begin to love on him like a soul of Tarshish, Why would God go run after Saul of Tarshish and make him a great man of God and reveal his love to that man of God's heart? There's nothing in the earth realm more important than the agape. And I make that statement, and I stand on that statement. Amen? Because as we look at the scripture, that is what the scripture are revealing. I believe Minister Smith said that this is lesson seven. And through lesson seven, the Spirit of God is revealing that there is nothing that we can encounter that is greater than the agape love. There's no relationship that we can encounter that is greater than the agape love. There is no possession that we can possess that's greater than the agape love. That's why the billionaires, glory to God, are still seeking, because their billions did not fulfill the emptiness that boiled on the inside that only the agape love can fill, that give us purpose and that give us destiny. We got billionaires and trillionaires that don't have purpose, don't have destiny, don't have a reason to wake up every morning because they don't have the agape love of God in their heart. Amen. And the agape love of God is so precious, so expensive, so precious than gold and silver, that there is not enough money in the earth realm that you can buy it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But through a willing heart, hallelujah, a willing desire, amen, through a heart that seeks, glory to God, through a heart that knocks in the door of God's heart. Hallelujah. Through a heart that is open. Amen. A heart that is open to receive. Glory to God. And that's what we do in this hour. We come to our God, Abba Father, with our heart. Hallelujah. And we don't have to say a word because he knows why our hearts is open. Glory to God. Amen. He knows why our hearts is open because Jesus been standing at the door of our hearts ever since we came out of mama's womb. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because Jesus know, hallelujah, that none of us can make it in this earth realm unless he come in and sit on the throne of our hearts. Hallelujah. Unless love come in and sit on the throne of our hearts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the greatest thing that any one of us can do, is open the door of our heart and let love sit in. Hallelujah. Because love is knocking. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He loves us so much, even in our troubles, even in our mess, even when we ain't thinking about him, even when we're trying to make something happen, he's still standing at the door knocking. Hallelujah. Because we want to come in. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're on 1 Corinthians 13, and we're looking at the segments. The first segment was the spiritual gifts. They're good, but they are nothing unless you're operating under the agape. And we're looking at benevolence, giving everything you have, even giving yourself. All that's good, but if it's not done in love, don't bother. Don't bother to give it. Amen. Don't bother to go burn yourself up. Amen. And you don't have to burn yourself up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then we just describe the agape in 4-7, which is so beautiful. Hallelujah. See, that got me excited. Amen. Hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Okay, where are we? 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let's read verses 12.
Verses 8-12. Love never fails.
Yes.
But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part.
But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understand as a child. I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Verse 12, for now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known.
Praise God. That's the fourth segment of the love chapter. First segment, 1 and 2, we have the spiritual gift. Seventh segment, verse 3, we have benevolence, which is given. Third segment, 4 through 7, describes the agape. And the fourth, 8 to 12, shows that the agape is better than our incomplete knowledge. And there are some with doctor's degrees, and they think that they arrived. And bless God. There's nothing wrong with having a doctor's degree. That's a blessing from heaven. Amen. But that knowledge is incomplete without the agape. One could have 3, 4, 5 doctorates, and they would still be incomplete until they get the agape. And if there's somebody out there today that got 2 or 3 doctorates and wondering, what do he mean about that agape? Well, I tell you what, this is your greatest hour, and this is your greatest moment, because the Spirit of the living God will reveal, hallelujah, and just by virtue of you listening, glory to God, that means that you have a desire. Glory to God. And that's all you need is a desire. Amen. And the Spirit of the living God will reveal the truth of the kingdom of God. Amen. That starts with the agape love of God. Amen. This is a great day today. Amen. It's a great day for me, and it's a great day for you. Glory to God. It's a great day for our host. Hallelujah. And we rejoice in it. Amen. Because we started out today, we said we're going to let God love on us. Amen. Glory to God. Let him love on us in spite of us. Amen. In spite of what we thought we knew. Amen. Because this fourth segment shows us that our knowledge, and no matter how much we think, how awesome it is, or how well equipped we are with our knowledge, it's incomplete. Hallelujah. And we today and over this series have encountered the complete knowledge. Glory to God. And the complete knowledge, the agape, is here. Hallelujah. And all we have to do is open up our hearts, our minds, and our souls, make ourselves available. That's what we're doing, making ourselves available. Hallelujah. And Jesus, through the power of the Spirit of the living God, will begin to pour in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He'll begin to pour himself into the emptiness of our hearts and our minds and our souls. Hallelujah. Begin to fill us afresh and anew with his great presence. Thank you, Lord. So that fourth segment, the agape, is better. The wisdom, we'll use that word wisdom, the wisdom of the agape. Amen? Because once the agape enter our hearts and our minds and our soul, Holy Spirit began to operate, and he began to release revelation knowledge of the word. Amen? He began to release spiritual realities and spiritual truth into our hearts and our minds and our soul that is above the surface truth of the earth, which is natural realities and natural truth. But once we tap into this great love of God, this great Spirit of God, amen, we no longer operate in this incomplete surface knowledge. Amen. We begin to mount up with wings, even in our wisdom and understanding, and we begin to soar in a kingdom wisdom of God. Amen. The mind of Christ begin to release through our spirit man, but it's released from the inside of us into our hearts and our minds and our souls. And we no longer think natural or humanistic. Amen. But we put on the mind of Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit, and we begin to operate under the wisdom and the understanding of God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. I said, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him. The angels bow down before him. Glory to God. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I feel the presence of God. Amen. So we looked at 1 Corinthians 8 through 12. And the fifth segment, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. Let us read that, please.
And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love.
Praise God. The triplets, powerful triplets, that we as believers, we need to know all three of these triplets. And you know what when I use the word know, you know, that's a kingdom word. And we use know. It's never an intellectual knowing. No longer do we depend on the intellect when we come into the kingdom of God. Amen. No longer do, you know, that we learned on the universities, which is good for a season. Amen. But when we enter into the kingdom of God, we no longer operate in that wisdom. Amen. We begin to know, and that's an intimate knowing of the heart, that we come one with it. We have a relationship with it, with the revelation of the Spirit of God. And those three, faith, hope, and love, we must have a relationship, an intimacy, a knowing. You know, he says faith. In Hebrews 11, it's the substance, faith. It's the substance of things hoped for. Two of them are in there, faith and hope. And the evidence is not seen. And when God talks about faith, he says, without faith, it's impossible to please him, meaning God. For he said, he that cometh unto him must, very powerful word, M-U-S-T, must believe that he, meaning God, that he is, and he, meaning God, is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Get ready for your reward. I said, get ready for your reward. By virtue of you listening to Mission from the Heart radio broadcast today, you are diligently seeking love, and love is going to reward you. Like the old preacher say, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready for your reward. And hope. He said hope is hope that is seen. You know, I like that. He said hope that is seen is no hope at all. Glory to God. Why would a man hope for something that he could see? Yes. Amen. Hope. Powerful. Faith. Powerful. But the greatest of these, yes, Lord, hallelujah. But the greatest of these is the agape, the love of God. My. When it's all said and done, the agape will be the only thing left standing. Hallelujah. The agape, the love of God. And what I said earlier, nothing is more precious than the agape. Nothing is more important than the love of God. If you have nothing right now, if you lost everything, you are in the right position to receive everything. Hallelujah. And you say, why is that, Brother Copeland? Because Jesus Christ is knocking at the door of your heart. And in studio today, I sense the presence of love in studio like a cloud. I sense an abundance of the agape. And this is the day. This is the hour. This is the moment to receive greatness in your life. And greatness is God, the agape, in the person of Jesus Christ, through the power of Holy Spirit, entering into your heart as you open the door because of his knock and let him come in and sup with you, and you sup with him. And Jesus, the agape, the Christ, sit on the throne of your heart and begin to rule and begin to reign and begin to have a loving relationship with you forever and ever and ever. We can't go get enough ever and ever and ever and ever and ever to cover the time period that he will be love on you. So if you never received love into your heart, you never knew that love wanted to come into your heart. You never knew. You said, God, what is your will? And you never knew that the will of God is to love on you forever. This is the hour for your eyes to be open. And this is the hour for you to receive, not head knowledge, not in your understanding, but in your heart, that you receive of intimate revelation or intimate relationship with God Father, God Son, and God Holy Spirit, that they will begin to reveal to you the truth of the kingdom, and you can become an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ Jesus. And I know that Minister Kenita Smith is so excited to give you that opportunity. So we're going to turn the broadcast over to her at this time. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, my brothers and my sisters, that we would extend Jesus Christ to somebody who may not know him in the pardoning of their sin. We were once there. We were once lost, but thanks be to God, we have been found. We were once one of those lost sheep led astray by the wiles and foolishness of the world. We were almost taken away or captured to some degree, but thanks be to God for his amazing love. He came after us and brought us back to himself. So it's time for us to extend Jesus to someone else. So as you prepare your heart and your mind, I ask that you surrender your life to Christ right now. And my brothers and my sisters, we ask that you partner with us in prayer and lift up that special person that's in your life that you've been interceding for, bathing them in prayer, walking with them or alongside them as they journey through their life. Lift them up in prayer. For this is a
hour for us to focus and give our hearts to Christ. So as we pray, and you surrender your heart, my brother or my sister. He loves you so much that he gave. And now we give ourselves to him. So let's pray. Lord God, here I am. Here I am, Father. I am yours. I know I was once dirty, but now I come to you, ready to be cleaned from the inside out. Work in me, Lord. Clean me with hyssop. I would turn away from those old ways, from that old talking, from those old mindsets, that I will be made anew because of you. I felt the tug and the knock on my heart, and I cannot run anymore. Lord, I love you so much, and I thank you for rescuing me. Surrender with hands held high. I know that I was a sinner, and I know Jesus' blood covered that. I know that he died on the cross for me. For me, Lord. And I thank you. I'm ready, Lord. I'm willing, Lord. And I'm able to say yes to you. I'm done running. I'm done hiding. I'm done slipping and sliding. I'm here for you, Lord. Here I am. Here I am. Thank you. I believe by faith because you saved me by your amazing grace. Here I am. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. Well, I tell you, praise the Lord, my brother and my sister. It is a joy to know that you have surrendered your life to Christ. It is a joy to know angels are rejoicing. And it is a joy to know that you are on fire for the Lord. And we encourage you to tell somebody. Tell somebody that you gave your heart to Christ today. Let them know. And as you grow in grace, seek out a Bible teaching church that you would be baptized by submersion. And when you get up, that is a testimony to the world that you are a Christ follower. Hallelujah. And we encourage you to seek out a small group Bible study or a Sunday school class that you could meet with in a small group, that you would be discipled, washing of God's love would pour into you so that you can proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ in the most beautiful way he gives it to you to do. We're super excited. I know Satan is mad, and he'll be nipping at your heels. But the more you bask in God's word, the enemy has to flee. So we just thank you for surrendering, and just God bless you for doing the right thing today, and that is surrendering your life to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we are excited and we love you. Brother Harold, we've got a few more minutes to continue in our lesson today.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Congratulations, my brothers and my sisters. Welcome to the family of God. Get ready for your new beginning. Get ready for your new journey. Every day get greater and greater and greater and greater. God is going to take you to your destiny, and God is going to reveal purpose. You will never be the same. You will never be the same. Again, congratulations. At this time, let us go to the book of Matthew. Go to the book of Matthew, chapter 22, starting with verse 36 and reading to verse 40, through verse 40.
36 through 40. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Praise God. Two powerful commandments. Minister Smith spoke about them in her introduction. Amen. As we surrender to God from the inside out, God began to love on us. And God began to love on our hearts just the way it is. He began to love on our minds. He began to love on our souls. Yes. He began to fill us. And that is what we call being filled. Amen. You ever wonder, filled with what? Filled with God. And who is God? Yes. Love. What type of love? Agape. Meaning what? Unconditional. Coming from where? The kingdom of God. God kind of love. And because we are in his presence today, he's doing a work in all of us. God is doing a work in our new believers, our new brothers and sisters that receive. He's doing a supernatural work in the lives of us who've been around for a while. He's doing an inside work. You know, I have a preacher friend that says it like this. God is doing a work in us and through us with no help from us. Amen. And that is what's happening in the spirit right now. Glory to God. That God is doing a work in us. And we're not helping him doing it. Ephesians tells us that it is God who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that's working in us. Amen. And I just sense in the spirit that the power of the Spirit of God is doing a work. And hallelujah. And that's what he does best. Amen. And you know, there was a cliche that always say, let go and let God. And in the spirit realm today, in studio, we have let go, and God is moving. Amen. He's moving in the power of his love. Because in this hour, God has to empower a people to manifest his love in the earth realm. That's what church is all about. Amen. That's the mission of the church, to take this message of love, the soul love, the higher love, the love that can only be empowered by the Spirit of the living God. Not a love that a human being can act out in the flesh that has no character behind it. Not a love that established on a human being personality that only lasts for a season. But a love that is birthed out of the Word of God, birthed by the supernatural power of the Spirit of the living God, that is birthed into the heart of a man or woman and released into the mind and the soul of a man or woman. Hallelujah. And change that man or woman from the inside out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That they are never again the same. Hallelujah. A love that will lift them up out of the things of the world and elevate them into the things of the kingdom of God. Amen. And it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by the Spirit of the living God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, God is loving on us today. Oh, yes, Jesus. Somebody say, yes, Jesus. Amen. Somebody say, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Matthew, that was so beautiful. Matthew 22. Glory to God. Love God with all of your heart. Amen. With all of your mind. Yes, Lord. We love you with all of our heart. We, as Mission from the Heart Radio, we love you with all of our heart, Lord. We love you with all of our mind, Lord. We love you with all of our soul, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Lord, we love our neighbors. Amen. Let's make that confession. Lord, we love our neighbor. Amen. Our neighbor could be our spouse, could be our children, could be the one on the left, the one on the right, the one at the mall, the one at the grocery store. And we just make that confession. Lord, we love our neighbor with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul. Lord, we love our neighbor the same way you loved us. We love our neighbor. Hallelujah. With the same love that you have poured on the inside of us, we release that love into the heart and mind and soul of our neighbor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. But we know that as we release what you have given us, hallelujah, that we can always come back. Hallelujah. And you will fill us afresh and anew. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With your love and your presence. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I enjoyed the Word of God. I enjoyed the Spirit of God. I enjoyed the visitation from heaven. Glory to God. And God is so much more. Amen. The Holy Spirit is not finished speaking. So glory to God. Check your calendar for next week, because we got to meet again. We got to come together in the name of the Lord, and we got to receive the love of our Father, that we can take this love to the nation. It's time to go to the nation, but we're not going to the nation empty. We're going to the nation with the love of God. Thank you, and I surrender it over to Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This has been a joy. I tell you, Brother Harold, I just feel the energy of you and how you just exuberate
exuberate the Spirit of God through your heralding of the Word of God. It's just, it's infectious. And I hope, my brothers and sisters, that you just receive the same thing through the voice of Brother Harold as we proclaim the gospel through this ministry, Mission from the Heart. It is just infectious that the Holy Spirit, that no one sees, but when we exalt, when we just burn with fire of the Holy Spirit and the joy of the Lord, it is infectious. And I tell you, if you just don't feel it, then we definitely need to keep praying, because it is something that it is contagious. It is infectious. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. And when we go to Him with joy in our hearts and joy in our mouth and joy in our dance, then they do know something is peculiar about you. And that's what Scripture tells us, that we are a peculiar people. So we just dance like David before the Lord and just give Him all the honor and the praise. This love thing called agape love, totally amazing, and I thank God for it. So this brings us to the end of this particular broadcast today, but we will meet again at this wonderful banquet table called The Ingredients of Agape Love on next week. So always remember, my brothers and my sisters, that the grass withers and the flowers fadeth away season by season, but we know that the Word of God will remain here and forever and ever and ever. Never forget that. Always remember that the Word of God is not going anywhere. So God bless you. Praise the Lord for those who accepted Jesus Christ today, and we will meet with you again on next week. So God bless, and see you then.